Hello, Texas, America, and the world. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Father John Martinez will join me in approximately 1 hour from now. Mark Glenn of the American Free Press will join me in 2 hours from now. We'll be talking about the various issues of the day that affect public policy and affect the worlds of politics, theology, and culture. That's Father John Martinez at 8 o'clock this morning Central Time and then Mark Glenn at 9 o'clock Central Time. We've got a full slate for you in the coming week. I wanted to say that Greg Felton, of course, will be with us on Monday. On Tuesday, we have a very special show because I have two dynamite guests. On Tuesday, in the first 2 hours of the show, Ray McGovern is going to join me. If you're not familiar with Ray, you need to be. He is a former member of the Central Intelligence Agency. Ray McGovern was involved at the highest level in preparing these national intelligence estimates for the President of the United States. He is the head of something or a part of an organization called Veteran Intelligence Professionals for Sanity. That's at VIPS. You can find some of Ray's articles at antiwar.com and at Consortium News. Ray McGovern is going to be on for a couple of hours with me on Tuesday from 7 to 9 Central to talk about some of the things going on with Mr. Bush and intelligence manipulation and the insanity of our present foreign policy in the Middle East. That's Ray McGovern on Tuesday from 7 to 9 Central. And then Hesham Talawi will follow that on Tuesday from 9 to 10 a.m. Central to talk about his recent trip to Palestine. Then on Wednesday, Dale Crowley Jr. has his first full-time appearance with me. We had Dale, of course, on the show about a week ago, but he's now going to join me every Wednesday from 9 to 10 a.m. Central Time to talk about Israel and the Middle East and Zionism. Dale Crowley Jr., of course, is a longtime host of a show entitled Focus on Israel that for 20 years was on WFAX AM up in Washington, D.C. The fact that that show is no longer online is not a testimony to its lack of popularity. There were plenty of people who listened to WFAX and to Dale Crowley in those days, but the Israeli lobby was very instrumental in getting WFAX to ultimately cancel Dale Crowley's Focus on Israel show. And now, of course, we're hearing that Salem Communications is in the process of taking over WFAX, which is further corroboration of the fact that Dale Crowley was forced off of that network by the usual nefarious forces that control corporate media. But he's going to be with us every Wednesday from 9 to 10 a.m. Central Time, and I'm very much excited about that because he's not only going to bring many, many issues to the table for our consideration on an ongoing basis, but Dale is also in the process of notifying tons of people that he's going to be on that broadcast with me on a regular basis on Wednesdays. And presumably that will mean that a lot of the folks that used to listen to him on WFAX up in Washington will be regulars now and listening to this show at least on Wednesdays, hopefully on some other days as well. That then leaves us with Friday of next week when Mark Glenn and Father Martinez will join me once again. So the way things are shaping up for this coming week, every day is covered in terms of a very fine guest except for Thursday. And I would presume in the next couple of days I'll have Thursday covered as well. But again, that's the roadmap for this coming week. Greg Felton of Vancouver will join me as usual on Monday. Ray McGovern, Veteran Intelligence Professionals for Sanity, will join me from 7 to 9 Central to be followed by Dr. Hesham Talawi from 9 to 10 a.m. on Tuesday. Dale Crowley on Wednesday. That's where we're headed, folks. We'll be back. This is Mark Dankoff coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
This is Mark Dantos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Have a series of news stories to cover here in the show's first hour. Then Father Martinez will hopefully join me at 8 o'clock this morning Central Time. Mark Lynn of the American Free Press at 9. One of the interesting things that I've been following for a long, long time, of course, has been this whole question of our relationship with the country of Iran. This goes back many, many, many years. And it's very difficult to analyze the things that have been happening in recent months and in recent years without going back in time clearly to what we were involved with in 1953 in that country. Of course, I reviewed the American Free Press's book on Iran that Chris Petherick put together that has a lot of the original documents in it from both the British MI6 and the American Central Intelligence Agency dating back to the 1953 operation that overthrew Prime Minister Mossadegh in that country. Many of you read the American Free Press, and as just one additional example as to why you should be a subscriber, there is an August 13th story on page 15, and that story is written by somebody named Pat Shannon. Pat seems like a very, very interesting guy. I've been checking out his website, which you can find at patshannon.com. And in that story, on page 15 of the August 13th American Free Press, that's entitled, of course, Much Left Out of Official CIA Reports, Pat has some of the most disturbing things I have yet read on this whole situation that took place in Iran in the wake of the 1953 coup. I'd like to read this because this report, again, indicates that the United States in 1953, according to Pat Shannon's research, and according to a retired United States Air Force general that Pat interviewed for this article, was involved in the promotion of death squads in that country, going back to that time frame. If this report is as credible as it appears to be, this is absolutely dynamite information because it goes well beyond anything that I'm aware of that's been alleged in regard to what we did in that country over 50 years ago. I'd like to read from this morning. Pat Shannon says that in a series of documents released to the National Archives in June, the Central Intelligence Agency has made available to the public a heavily redacted account of several decades worth of cloak and dagger plans and operations, which have come to be known as the family jewels. However, an analysis of the papers by AFP reveals that the material is kindergarten stuff compared to stories long ago exposed through a series of interviews in the 1990s with General Russell Bowen, who single-handedly assisted the CIA in some of the most sinister schemes in modern history. The last time this reporter met with Bowen, we sat and talked for several hours around his pool at his Winter Haven, Florida home. He had just been promoted to Air Force General, which to him meant no more than a considerable increase in his monthly retirement check. But more exciting was the fact that he had secured a presidential pardon from President William J. Clinton and was now free to leave the country. It was ironic that Clinton pardoned him, says Pat Shannon, for a crime he never committed, while President George Herbert Walker Bush had wanted to kill him only a few years earlier for attempting to expose government crimes. Bowen's young wife was originally from South America and was anxious to get back to her home country. Their children were young and his greatest worry. Bowen had told me, says Pat Shannon, of a CIA mission of which he was not very proud. It was Iran in 1951, and Bowen was the pilot of an operation headed by Norman Schwarzkopf Sr., father of the now famous general of Gulf War I. Readers of the Barnes Review may remember that the senior Schwarzkopf got his start as the New Jersey police captain who helped convict Bruno Richard Hauptmann for the kidnapping and murder of Charles Lindbergh Jr. The elder Schwarzkopf had also played a key role in the overthrow of the democratically elected Mohammad Mossadegh, which has been documented by the American Free Press's recent book entitled The CIA in Iran, the 1953 Coup and the Origins of the U.S.-Iran Divide. When the CIA was formed by the Truman administration in 1947, Schwarzkopf was a charter member. So was Bowen, who was born in August of 1924, and was a seasoned 21-year-old OSS pilot when the war ended in 1945. As a young protege of Wild Bill Donovan, Bowen was a natural to be absorbed into the CIA and was kept around in menial military jobs awaiting the creation of the agency that, quote, everyone knew was coming, unquote. By 1951, says Pat Shannon, he was a captain and would attain the rank of colonel in his mid-30s, a status he would carry for the rest of his career until his arrest in 1983. The mission of which he was ashamed? The removal of the premier of a particular Middle Eastern nation in order to insert the, quote, person of U.S. choice, unquote. Bowen says he was part of a team that flew into Iran for the purpose of assassinating Iranians who were opposed to the Shah along with their families. I didn't have to ask Bowen, says Pat Shannon, if he had also been one of the shooters who rubbed out whole families. It was obvious when he said to me with misty eyes, quote, Schwarzkopf was the boss, and I followed his orders as I was instructed to do, unquote. It would be more than 30 years before Bowen would be able to exonerate himself, and it would come at a big price. Since his pardon, Bowen has fled the United States and is living somewhere in South America. This reporter, Pat Shannon, is unsure if Bowen is even still alive. He would be 83 years old on August 12th. AFP, the American Free Press, is in the process of trying to locate him so that he could clarify aspects of the CIA's recently released Family Jewels, which tells only a fraction of what really happened during some of the most infamous events in the history of the United States. That's commentary coming to us today from Pat Shannon. You can find him at patshannon.com. This appears on page 15 of the August 13th edition of the American Free Press, and it's entitled Much Left Out of Official CIA Reports. This is part two in a series done by Pat Shannon on the so-called CIA Family Jewels. That is the release of documents in the CIA archives that are to be found at the George Washington University National Security Archives in Washington, D.C., at 22nd and I Street, the infamous Foggy Bottom. Folks, as we listen to this whole issue of these incredible allegations that are made by General Russell Bowen to Pat Shannon, it is most disturbing, isn't it? Because I read this with great concern. Read it with great concern because it seems to be a very, very credible report coming to us from a disturbingly credible source. If this information is true, it begs the question as to how much more we have done in Iran that has never been exposed. It begs the question as to how many other crimes have been committed on a mass basis by the American intelligence community. This is serious, serious business. It begs the question as to why there has not been a formal congressional investigation, even over half a century later, of the allegations that are contained in this Pat Shannon report. And you can be sure that if this information is factual, it is known both officially and unofficially throughout the country of Iran. And how many other places in the world have things like this been going on with the official, silent, deniable imprimatur of the American executive branch of government? This is sobering, sobering business that we're speaking of here, because, again, it simply underscores what Ron Paul has said, and which is abundantly obvious, Rudolph Giuliani notwithstanding, and that is that there is a connection between these kinds of activities and blowback. When you conduct yourself in this fashion, there's going to be blowback. When you do these kinds of things, there are going to be consequences in retribution for having done these kinds of acts. I think there needs to be an official look at this. Those of you who are listening to this morning might want to write your congressman or call your congressman and senator in regard to these allegations. This involves, again, a Pat Shannon story in the American Free Press on August 13th, and the allegations of a retired United States Air Force general by the name of Russell Bowen, B-O-W-E-N, hailing from Winter Haven, Florida, now thought to be in South America in exile. Bill Clinton pardoned Bowen, who then subsequently apparently left the country. What was he pardoned for? I'd like to go back and research that. But it begs the question as to how many other things Bowen was involved with that have never seen the light of day in actions undertaken on behalf of an American intelligence community that has completely gone awry. I'm going to have Ray McGovern on this show on Tuesday, by the way, for the first 2 hours. Hesham Talawi on the show for the last hour on Tuesday. That will be an excellent pairing. I wrote Dr. Talawi this morning to say that we have a guest of the caliber of Ray McGovern in the first 2 hours, which should only increase Hesham's audience in the last hour, talking about his recent trip to Palestine. Ray McGovern, of course, as I have mentioned, for years was involved directly at the highest level in helping to promote the national intelligence estimates for the president. Ray McGovern is involved with something called Veteran Intelligence Professionals for Sanity, or VIPS. You can find many of his articles at antiwar.com, at Consortium News, and other locations where Ray is covered. I want to ask Ray about this whole business of Russell Bowen in Iran when he's on this show on Tuesday. We'll be back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Father John Martinez will join me at 8 o'clock. Mark Glenn at 9 o'clock. We will be covering all sorts of items. I have not had a chance to call Father Martinez this week. I had hoped to call him at his home to chat about a series of things. We'll try to get that done this week. I have been helping a friend as a pastor. I've been helping a friend who's been in the middle of a very, very difficult divorce situation. I've had a couple of hospital visitation cases that have involved a lot of serious things this week. Had a couple of medical issues in my own family, not to mention all the correspondence that I have had related to this show and trying to do guest recruitment. So it has been a very, very hairy week for me. But hopefully this week things will be just calm enough that I can call Father Martinez and talk about some of the things that I'd like to cover with him in future editions of this show on Friday. One of those is secret societies. I might ask him this morning to get into that with us a little bit, this whole business of secret societies and how they operate and infiltrate societies and churches. That'll be one roadmap area to cover with him. If not this this particular edition, then we'll try to hit it next Friday and maybe the Friday thereafter. And he will be with us today at 8 o'clock this morning Central Time. Father John Martinez, Mark Glenn of the American Free Press, will join us at 9 o'clock in the morning. This, of course, gets into this whole issue, which we come back to in regard to Pat Shannon's post in AFP on the 13th of August. When we talk about people that operate in secret, that operate clandestinely, many would say that they do so with our best interest in mind. Now, of course, half a century later, we're finding out that the American Central Intelligence Agency has done a series of things that are absolutely hideous, that are now admitted in regard to the release of these so-called family jewels documents from the George Washington University archives in Washington, D.C. at 22nd and I Street. But when you get into the George Washington University National Security Archives and read these official CIA reports that talk about cloak and dagger plans and operations and so forth and so on, it's clear to me that two things are involved. I think Pat Shannon is fundamentally correct that we are talking about so-called heavily redacted accounts. For those of you who are not familiar with the term redaction, this means that later editors go back and redact or modify or edit the documents. They can do so in a variety of ways. They, of course, can take out information that is critical to one's understanding of what's going on. They can place information in a document that is false or that is spun falsely. And this is the way that the game is played. There is a movement, by the way, in the world of theology. For those who are not familiar with this, in a lot of postgraduate schools in the United States, a school of thought and biblical scholarship called redaction criticism, which claims that the Old and the New Testament are a result of ongoing processes of redaction with editors over long periods of time who keep changing the documents, adding and subtracting. I don't happen to believe in redaction criticism as these left-wing critics of Holy Scripture try to present it, but I sure believe in it where the political world is concerned. And when we think about redaction and the so-called family jewels documents release coming to us from George Washington University's National Security Archives, we have to wonder to what extent these supposedly revelatory documents are telling only a partial story about what the CIA was up to for many decades, or in some cases are telling a false story. This is absolutely critical that we get to the bottom of this, it seems to me, when we look at Pat Shannon's story in the American Free Press of August 13th. General Russell Bowen, again, this United States Air Force general, is saying that he directed and was involved in himself the mass murder of entire Iranian families that were supporters of Mossadegh and that were opposed to the Shah. Bowen, quoting Pat Shannon here, General Bowen, says he was part of a team that flew into Iran for the purpose of assassinating Iranians who were opposed to the Shah along with their families. And then, of course, Pat Shannon asks General Bowen if he had been one of the shooters personally who rubbed out whole families. It was obvious, Shannon says, that he had been when General Bowen said to me with misty eyes, quote, Schwarzkopf, meaning Norman Schwarzkopf Sr., who figures very prominently, by the way, in what happened in Iran in 1953, and the American Free Press volume on that subject underscores it. Schwarzkopf was the boss, and I followed his orders as I was instructed to do. Wonder what happened to the Nuremberg War Trials convictions, right? We'll be back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Father Martinez at 8, Mark Lynn at 9. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. In the first part of the show today, we've been looking at Pat Shannon's post in the American Free Press from August 13th. Part two in a series for Pat there on the so-called CIA family jewels. He says that much has been left out of the official CIA reports and goes on to prove that by talking about his own direct conversations with Air Force retired General Russell Bowen, who used to hail from Winter Haven, Florida, is thought to be, if he's still living, in exile somewhere in South America. Bowen was pardoned by Bill Clinton. Supposedly, according to Pat Shannon, George Herbert Walker Bush wanted to have Bowen rather permanently dispatched to keep the general from talking about things that he had been involved with for quite a number of years. Long and short of it is that General Bowen makes very credible and very serious, serious statements in this piece with Pat Shannon that convey the notion that General Bowen was directly involved in the promotion of mass assassinations of Iranians in the 1950s, who opposed American policy in that region and who opposed the CIA's involvement in the reinstitution of the Shah, supposedly at the direction of Norman Schwarzkopf Sr. This is serious business, folks, and the reason I emphasize this morning is, aren't we looking at a circumstance where we have plenty of reason to distrust government? That's a sad thing to say, but it's absolutely factual. And when I start reviewing American history, just in a cursory way, and learning the things that I have learned from people like Thomas D. J. DiLorenzo about Abraham Lincoln and the war between the states, what was really behind the Spanish-American War, the role of central bankers operating in conjunction with the Federal Reserve Board, operating in conjunction with a direct federal income tax being instituted on American citizens. What those bankers were able to do after those two things happened in the promotion of World Wars I and II, and of course we're all familiar with the tragedies of Korea and Vietnam. We think about the assassination of John Kennedy, the USS Liberty tragedy of June of 1967, and then of course there's Watergate. We can go on and on with this, but in regard to this whole issue in recent decades, even the last 15 years, we've been talking about several wars that the United States has been directly involved in or indirectly involved with when using proxies that have had methodologies involved and that have had stated reasons for being that were at variance with the truth. And in regard to this whole issue of what really did go on in 1950s Iran, at the behest of the American CIA and the British MI6, the Shannon conversations with General Russell Bowen are absolutely heartrending. Heartrending because, if true, it shows that there were massive crimes committed there against international law, the law of God, and humanity. Where is the Congress of this country in looking into this? And if that sort of thing was going on in the 1950s and does not appear, as Pat Shannon underscores, does not appear in the release of these so-called family jewels documents coming from the George Washington University National Security Archives in Washington, it begs the question as to how many other crimes have been committed by our own intelligence agency and the intelligence agencies of affiliated governments that are absolutely beyond description. What's the moral of the story? There is what appears to be, and then there is what is. And we need to distinguish between appearance and reality. Maybe this has something to do with why there are these constant warnings in the New Testament about Satan describing himself or painting himself, conveying himself as an angel of light. Has something to do with the fact that the Bible constantly admonishes us to have an appropriate fear of the Lord, respect for God, that subsequently has us receiving the discernment of God in regard to the deeper meaning of not only our lives, but the deeper meaning of those things that we see in history. Again, the discrepancy between what appears to be and what is. I still remember being 8 years old when John F. Kennedy was assassinated, and as an 8-year-old kid who knew next to nothing, I sensed that something was wrong with this, that something was behind this that was a lot bigger than what was advertised. And if I had that figured out as an 8-year-old kid, you have to wonder why it is that so many adults never questioned the Warren Commission report at any point in the process. Is that because they were deceived or because they wanted to be deceived? That's a very important distinction, isn't it? Sometimes we're deceived. That's a part of the human condition, unfortunately. We pray that God works, of course, to undeceive us, that God will continue to work in our lives as followers of Him. to give us the perspective that God wants us to have on truth. But to the extent that all of us, myself included, fall short of that goal because of original sin, we need to redouble our efforts in prayer that God would continue to work through us in a great and deep and mighty way. Because there are those who are deceived, and then there are those who want to be deceived, who want to believe false information, because to believe true information many times would require them to act, would require them to sacrifice, would require them to step out in ways that are not comfortable. I can't imagine what it would be like to live with what this General Russell Bowen is telling Pat Shannon that he did in Iran in the 1950s. Is a promotion to being a general in the United States Air Force worth being involved in mass murder? I would say to some of our corporate chieftains this morning, who are the head of multinational corporations that are destroying the American economy and that are involved in all kinds of nefarious activities with the central banking system, and where people on an ongoing basis are having their lives destroyed by these economic entities, I would say to some of the CEOs, is the boat in the Bahamas worth it? Are the billions in Swiss bank accounts worth it? Is the access to every form of political power imaginable worth it? Is an excessive lifestyle worth it if it means that you've become party to things that are absolutely in violation of every law of God and every sense of human decency that stems from the law of God that's out there? Again, I think that General Russell Bowen, this retired Air Force general who indicates that he did these terrible things over 50 years ago in Iran, that these things, if true, if we simply accept it at face value that he did these things, and I would assume that he did on the basis of this very credible report written by Pat Shannon in the American Free Press of August 13th, that we must wonder how many other General Russell Bowens are out there. I'd like to say something at this point to those of you who are presently in the American intelligence community. Ray McGovern's going to be on this show on Tuesday. He was, of course, a very fine CIA analyst of the highest reputation who was involved with putting together the national intelligence estimates for the President of the United States, folks. It doesn't get any higher than that. Ray, of course, is now with something called Veteran Intelligence Professionals for Sanity, VIPS, V-I-P-S, Veteran Intelligence Professionals for Sanity. He's been saying a lot of things publicly about George Bush and about phony intelligence and lying our country into war. I would suspect that Ray McGovern's got to be a pretty brave guy to be talking about those kinds of things based upon where he once stood in the American intelligence community. We have to ask ourselves the question, how many General Russell Bowens are out there and how many Ray McGoverns are out there? How many people are there in the political and economic power structure of this country who know what's really going on in Iraq, who know what's really going on with the promotion of what we're presently doing in Iran, who know from the inside what is really going on with these illegal surveillance operations that Pastor Chuck Baldwin made brief reference to yesterday when we were talking about Chuck and the Constitution Party. If you're carrying around that kind of information, and if you're directly involved in participating in these things, is it worth it, folks? Is it worth it in terms of what's happening to you as a human being? This certainly gets into the biblical question about what it profits a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul. I would suspect that when you've been involved in mass murder and say nothing, I would suspect that when you've been a party to government investigations that have deliberately lied about things, including what happened to President Kennedy and what happened to these kids connected with the USS Liberty on June the 8th, 1967, that your soul goes through a progressive process of dying. You lose a sense of conscience. You lose a sense of perspective. You lose a sense that you are an autonomous person who is capable, as God directs, of stepping out in faith and in truth and in love to say, hey, this is wrong. I'm not going to participate anymore. I'm here to tell the public what I know, and that I do not want to be a party to something that collectively destroys the soul and the conscience of this country. You know, I'm sure that many of you out there have the same feelings that I do about this, and it's rather frightening to see the extent to which up to now there are simply too many people and too many Americans that know about these sorts of events and who say nothing and do nothing because they are afraid at one level. What are they afraid of? Losing one's life, or losing one's comforts, or losing one's career? There comes a time, folks, when we have to confront the fact that there is a higher calling, biblically and existentially. And then when we talk about the biblical admonition of Jesus Christ, that we'd better be more concerned about our souls than we are with gaining the whole world, that message comes forth again this morning. When we look at what is happening now, we've had too many years and too many decades of people in the American political establishment, the national security establishment, and the media establishment promoting a pack of lies. And now we see a bunch of American kids, of course, who are dying as a result of some of these falsehoods. We are speaking here, in my view, of crimes. Crimes against our own people, crimes against our Constitution, crimes against humanity. And how much farther does this thing go? And it's a part of a continuum, isn't it? It seems to me that when you analyze these things, once you start down the road with a kind of compromise with evil that is being talked about this morning by General Russell Bowen in the remarks that he made to Pat Shannon, you move from compromising with evil to a very quick Faustian bargain that makes you a direct participant in evil. And once you're a direct participant in evil, it seems to me that the meter starts running in terms of this process of death to everything that one should be before God. What's the message? The message is this. There are those of us involved in these who have been involved in these matters who need to step forward. There are those of us who are listening to my voice this morning who know what's going on in Washington, D.C. at the highest level. There are those of us, even as individual citizens and voters, who read the things going on in the newspaper, have concluded that we have been sold a bill of goods about the war, about the economy, about the sanctity of our political institutions, and about our culture. And at some juncture, we've got to step out and to speak. We have to say, no, I'm not participating anymore in this collective death wish of the latest repristination of the Roman Empire. I'm not participating. I won't follow the crowd. I won't be with the herd that goes over the cliff. I'm going to stand for what I believe before God is right. I hope that there are a few more people who do that before the end of their lives, in order that a few other people might learn the truth and might have these larger truths begin to effectively impact their lives as well in a direction that is cleansing, a direction that is reaffirming, a direction that gets us past the direction that we've been going in as a nation and then maybe pulls us back from the abyss. By the way, my good friend Paul Gottfried has a post on August 20th at Taki's Top Drawer. Taki, of course, is an editor with Pat Buchanan's American Conservative. And Paul Gottfried's post of August 20th is entitled Firing Foxman. And Dr. Gottfried, who is up at Elizabethtown College in Pennsylvania and who's had some past correspondence with me, says that a truly spirited commentary by juicy webmaster Joey Kurtzman entitled Fire Foxman may be the most devastating and pointed attack I have seen on Abe Foxman, who has been national director of the Anti-Defamation League for the last 20 years. According to Kurtzman, Foxman, a Polish Jew who was saved from the Holocaust by a courageous Catholic nanny, has been a morally outrageous representative of the Jewish community. Most recently, Foxman has worked to block congressional action to condemn the mass murder of 1 million Armenians in 1915 by Turkish military divisions because such an action would supposedly not have been in the interest of Israel. Foxman's comment that, quote, the Jewish community should not be the arbiter of that history nor should the U.S. Congress, unquote, is indeed startling since Foxman's career as ADL National Director has been devoted to opening the scabs of bitter historical memories. Quote, he has resorted to scaremongering to fill the ADL's coffers, unquote. Further, quote, Foxman claims that today the Jewish people face as great a threat to their safety and security as they did in the 1930s. It is still 1939. It will always be 1939, unquote. Kurtzman notes that Foxman screams day and night about Christian anti-Semites in the United States in total obliviousness as to what is really happening. Quote, while Christian groups can't get the ornaments of Christianity placed on government buildings, Chabad, an Hasidic Jewish organization, has succeeded in publicly erecting enormous gaudy menorahs throughout the country, unquote. Kurtzman stresses with particular vehemence, quote, ADL's Jihad against Mel Gibson's Passion of the Christ, a film that, according to Foxman, would revive atavistic Christian hatred against Jews and result in pogroms across America. We'll be back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
We're back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Father Martinez will join me in a few minutes. Mark Glenn of the American Free Press, and approximately 1 hour from now, we've been talking about a series of news stories today, especially Pat Shannon's post in the American Free Press of August 13th. That's part two in a series for Pat on the so-called CIA family jewels. What are those family jewels? George Washington University's National Security Archive has released redacted documents that supposedly tell us all kinds of things about what the CIA was involved with for many, many years in cloak and dagger operations. Some of what they did not discuss apparently involved mass murder in Iran in the 1950s that was being perpetrated by the American intelligence community. General Russell Bowen of the United States Air Force said he was directly involved in these assassination squads and was doing so at the behest of Norman Schwarzkopf Sr. Why are those things not in the family jewels? We've also started looking this morning at this piece in Taki's Top Drawer today, written by my good friend Dr. Paul Gottfried of Elizabethtown College up in Pennsylvania. You can frequently find Dr. Gottfried in Lou Rockwell's blog. Dr. Gottfried says that there are some very, very interesting things going on as of late with Abe Foxman. Why does Foxman think that it's in the interest of Israel and the Zionist lobby to suppress information and truth about the Turkish slaughter of Armenians in the first part of the 20th century? We will get into this a little bit with Father Martinez this morning and also with Mark Glenn later when he comes on. In that post, Dr. Gottfried goes on to say that Foxman, of course, was conducting a jihad against Mel Gibson's Passion of the Christ. And in this regard, it's important to refresh our memories and to say that Dr. Gottfried at this juncture is quoting an article by a so-called juicy webmaster, Joey Kurtzman, who's written a post entitled Fire Foxman. The Gottfried post gives you a link to Kurtzman's Fire Foxman article. But it's an absolutely fascinating read. And, of course, Kurtzman and subsequently Gottfried remind us that Foxman was conducting a jihad against Mel Gibson's Passion of the Christ. Why is that? Why is Foxman conducting a diatribe against evangelicals and members of the religious right who are supporting Israel? We'll be back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the podcast. Yep. Stay tuned.
With recent